Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good, happy Wednesday, Beamerverse. Welcome to Roundtable Wednesday. This is your host of today, Dr. Marlies Vonk. I'm an organizational manager together with my better half, Fabio Butter, and we've been active in the Beamer world since about 7 years, and are still having a lot of fun. I'm sitting in for Greg Peterson. He's doing some kind of event. Obviously, it's always Beamer themed as far as I know. And today is a good day to talk about Beamer and learn and share with each other, learn from and share with each other. And I'm going to also have a very special guest who I will introduce here in a second. And a few announcements. Actually, I announced timely announcement for tonight, but let me also first tell you that we are open to take, or I'm open to take your calls and hopefully give somewhat of an educated answer, halfway educated answer, or help you in the right direction, or maybe you want to share something, or maybe you didn't get a chance to share your testimonial yesterday or on Testimonial Tuesday, you want to pop that one in. Press 1 on your phone, and I can see that you did, and I can get you on live and share with everybody because that's what it's all about. If you don't speak up, we don't know, and so you just got to be courageous enough to do that. I remember the very first time I had to, you know, I wanted to participate in Talk Talk. I was so nervous and starstruck that at my heart rate at 220. But, you know, I still did some of the times, some of the times I didn't, but I'm glad I did because now I'm here and, you know, look where we are Beamer-wise, you know, it's been a great journey. So the timely announcement for today is that there will be an amazing episode of Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Burka's, you know, keynote monthly talk, and it will be going on at 8 p.m. Eastern, and there is still time to invite friends, family, clients, random people on the street to this amazing Wellness Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you calculate your time zone. And tonight the topic will be biohacking with Beamer therapy. And biohacking just means, you know, everything you can do to improve your health, kind of like hacking the system, right, as if it was a computer system. Well, our body is kind of like a computer, right, and our brain is like a supercomputer, quantum computer, and, you know, everything is, like our bodies are amazing self-healing and organizing organisms, and there are things we can do to make it healthier. As you know, we're all bombarded with toxins of all different kinds, whether they're chemical or you know, more like invisible, like actually electromagnetical in nature, but then of the bad kind, where Beamer is the good kind. We also have those that are not good for us. And then on top of everything, we have a lot of stress and demands and to-do lists and all that. So we have a lot of reasons why our bodies and minds cannot really cope with today's circumstances. And that's why we need to always look for things that can help us re-regulate and heal and get in a better state to deal with all these things. So this is tonight, Biohacking with Dr. Burka, and his guest will be Dr. Karolina Labrek, and she is an amazing Polish doctor that is very versatile, and I listened to her on Monday where Dr. Burka had his licensed practitioner webinar only with her, and those are not recorded. Tonight's episode will be recorded and will be placed in the back office as well, but life is always better, right? So I know already that she's an extraordinary guest, and that's why I want to really point your focus to it, and you can learn a lot. It was really, really good to listen to, and I listen to a lot of webinars, but this was really one of the best I've heard recently, and Dr. Burka also is on fire. And let's support Dr. Burka. You know, he loves seeing people live on the call and the Beamer family out there. So that's going to go on tonight, and that's about the only announcement I have, other than you all know that we got that basic set launched last week, April 2nd. The smaller version, Beamer Evo, has been out since a week. I think the sales of it actually have been going pretty well, as far as I know, as far as the news trickling in. And everyone is having fun sharing the basic set Evo, and which is a great option. And then we have the premium set Evo, which was the usual one, which is an excellent option. And then we have potentially the ultimate experience, which is the Beamer premium Evo premium set plus the beauty pack, which is then the most incredible option. So you have good, better, best. So you have some options to share with people. And marketing-wise and psychology-wise, that appeals a lot to people to have options, because then instead of saying Beamer yes or no, they're immediately going to think about the options. And usually they end up in the middle option statistically. So, you know, just so you know. So you can play with that when you talk about people moving forward with the Beamer, of course, after appropriate introduction. So with that said, remember that you can press 1 at any given time, and we'll open the line, or I will open the line, and see what you got to share with us about anything Beamer. Obviously, keep it compliant. And that said, I would love to open up the line to my guest of today that I started talking to several weeks ago. He was actually looking for some used Beamer sets of the previous model, you know, at a better price point. And that is for a very special purpose that I will discuss with him. And so we started talking, and I started being intrigued, and I was like, hey, why don't you come on Blog Talk I'm hosting in a few weeks, and I would love to have you as a guest and share with the Beamer family. So that's where we are right now. So my guest is from streaming in from Orlando. By the way, I'm in Virginia, and it's beautiful weather here, spring weather. From Orlando, it's Bobby Dice. He's a team manager and has been in Beamer for I don't know how long, but we're going to ask him. And, you know, he's doing some special things with the Beamer and, you know, kind of giving his own spin to it. So with this, I will open up the line and see if Bobby's joined me. Are you there, Bobby?
I'm here, Dr. Marley. Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, thank you very much. Enjoying
awesome.
The beautiful Florida weather at about 78 degrees at this point in time, blue skies. I'm out in a T-shirt, also walking, enjoying God's nature, and talking to you guys.
Very nice. Thanks for kind of painting that picture. That sounds amazing. Yeah. So Bobby, and, you know, I remember the convention in Orlando, so I know how nice it is there. So that was in 2018. So, Bobby, let me kick you off so for all of us to get to know you a little bit better. You are team manager in Beamer. Can you tell me a little bit, or and the audience, a little bit how you got introduced to Beamer and how you got started and when that was?
My stories are typically always long-winded. I'm going to try to make it short, and you could help keep me on point.
Appreciate that.
I've suffered. This journey starts when I was 24. Had a virus, suffered. It left me with a diagnosable fatigue condition. Many people have probably heard the term, but so over the course of all these years, up until 2015, no one outside of my household, my wife, my three kids, and my parents have ever seen me kind of have a crash or in crisis. And so at this point in time, a friend of mine that I had known him for about 10 years or so, he was visiting. And he insisted that he had to come by the house and see me, but I was having a crash. And I'm usually, you know, I'm very private. I was like, no. But he was coming in from out of town. So he came and he said, whoa, what happened to you? I said, the whole time that you've known me, I've suffered with this condition. But when I'm in crisis, no one sees me. So you don't know. God has been good to me. Plant-based diet, herbal supplements, prayer has kept me fairly reasonably good. So for 2 years after that, you know, I was praying and fasting for a solution, and he was thinking about me, and I didn't know it. So in 2017, he called me, and he said, Bobby, I've been thinking about you for 2 years. And he said, listen, my father got this device, and he's 80-something years old, and I know his father too. And he says, when I get on this device for 8 minutes and I get up, my joints don't hurt. I don't know how it does what it does, but his son, Todd, which is my friend, is a medical professional. Todd did not own a Beamer. He just said, Bobby, from what I have researched for 4 months, I don't own one yet, but you need to research it since you love to research. And so I did research it. That's what began my journey. I did not want to look at testimonials because if 99 people are positively impacted by a certain thing, a supplement, a whatever, a protocol, I will be the 100th person that it doesn't work for. And I've thrown a lot of money at my health over the years. And so I didn't care for the testimonials. I didn't know anyone in Beamer. I just went online and started looking up all the science that I could find, and it was there, surprisingly. And I was amazed. So long story short, because there's so much more to this story, I ended up meeting Dwight Dunkley. Turns out that he was the closest person in the Beamer sphere that I had access to, even though I didn't know him. And so that began that journey. And I will say, as far as results, after I purchased my Beamer, and only after 2 days of use, which was really just two sessions, it wasn't four sessions yet, about 40% of this weight, of this fatigue issue, and the brain fog that goes with it was lifted. And I had been, you know, suffering for over 20 years at this point. So that's my introduction to Beamer.
Wow. And you hadn't even shared this with me. This is absolutely impressive. And you're very concise, actually. And it's like I'm totally in the story, Bobby. So this is absolutely incredible. So for 20 years, you're suffering with this issue, and it's weighing really heavy, weighing you down on everything you do because you have a full-time job, right? You work. And
construction.
So very hard physical work. And then you have your family, and you're walking around with this weight. And then there's this amazing trance that tried to introduce you, and it wasn't maybe the right time. And then for 2 years, you've been on his mind, and finally you get on it, and in two sessions, you feel almost half better, you know, almost 50%, like 40%, close to 50%. That is incredible. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah. And I exactly know the place where your friend was in because, you know, I think about people too, and it's like, gosh, they really should try the Beamer. And, you know, a lot of times the time is not right or there's stuff going on and you just can't get to them, right? And that was the case for you too at that time, I guess, when he first tried.
Correct.
Yeah. So what did you do after those two sessions? You immediately purchased the Beamer and like what happened next?
Okay. So like this story is very long and I don't want to, you know, kill the whole time.
No, just
boil
down.
How it happened, Yeah, how it happened was after my research and then meeting Dwight Dunkley and his wife and them doing the demo at my parents' house in Apopka, Florida, I purchased my Beamer. It could have been maybe a few days after, roughly. So the two sessions that I'm talking about is once my Beamer arrived. Day one, day two, that's when. So interesting thing about me, if you guys don't mind me talking about God a little bit, promise you I'm not preaching a sermon, but when I finally, I did the research for 2.5 weeks. I was looking at everything I could find. And when I finally made the decision to get the Beamer, that's when I looked at the price. I didn't see a price for 2 weeks. I wasn't on any Beamer authorized websites. I was only trying to find research papers, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I finally saw the price and I saw $6,000, $5,990, my heart sank because I did not have that sitting in my savings account or my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, I'm still going to get this device, but I'm deflated because it's going to take me about 18 months to kind of put this together with everything else that's going on in my life. I'm not just going to be able to get this cash. So I was deflated. And 2 hours later, I promise you, it's like I got an impression, and it's like God speaking to me and saying, look at your finances again. Don't just rule this out because it's a larger price tag, an investment level price tag. Look at it again. And this was literally the impression, because the impression was, if your car engine went out right now and you rely on that vehicle to get you back and forth to this job that you need to survive, then what would you be doing? Would you be sitting there saying, oh, I guess in 18 months I'll look for an engine? No, you would be trying to manipulate the finance, do everything legal to put yourself back on the road. So why aren't you going through the same mental process for your health? And this is after praying and fasting off and on for 2 years about my health, because my condition was worsening now that I'm getting older. It's not like the construction work is getting lighter. I'm getting older. The construction is still hard. And I'm breaking down in different ways that I wasn't breaking down when I was younger. So I was like, okay, that's a good point. So let me look again. And when I looked again, I realized that I was able to just move things from A to B to C within my own finances, and then use a credit card, just clear up the small balance on the credit card, and then get my Beamer. And how everything was great. But that's also what allowed me to realize that when we are sharing, I'm sorry, I'm getting sort of into another subject, but when we are sharing the blessing of this therapy with people that need it, that are desperate, it is human nature to shut down when you hear the price tag, not realizing that we don't shut down in other aspects of life. We work on a solution. And so that makes me even more patient with my clients. That also helps me navigate how to talk to them in a way that they don't feel like I'm telling them what to do, and they don't feel like I'm judging their situation, because I tell them my story. And it gives them ideas like, wait a minute, I really never thought about maybe canceling my cable, and that will give me enough monthly budget to pay a credit card bill. It's just little things like that. So that's my little side note.
I absolutely love Go ahead.
No, you could go ahead and redirect me now with another question.
And I'm glad that you did everything within legal within the legality to get that money. I'm glad you clarified that, Bobby. No, that's just a joke. But
I know.
No, but this is incredible. So basically, you know, other people would call it manifesting, praying, whatever it takes to really get clear on what you want and what you need. And in your case, you didn't even know what it was going to be, but it was healing that you needed. And lo and behold, it took 2 years, and maybe it took 20 years, but you got clear in those last 2 years where you were really, the pain of the suffering was so big. And you're like, well, I can't go on any longer to support my family if nothing is changing, right? Because you were really suffering physically. So that is incredible how that all manifested together. And I love your creativity with what you're saying. Yeah, if it was like something that we deem absolutely a necessity, like having a car from going from A to B, from our home to work, and that's what has sustained our lives, then we're going to find a solution no matter what it takes to get that money on the table. So by that time, were convinced, or you were definitely trusting that the Beamer was going to be the thing that was going to help you. And because you had educated yourself and the people that brought to you, probably they inspired trust in you. And after that process of praying and manifesting, you knew that that was the thing you needed. And then it all came together and you were able to creatively move things around. I absolutely love that. And I've seen that in multiple occasions also when Fabi and I were helping people. And, you know, they had been exposed to the Beamer and also came to a similar conclusion that they really needed it. And then all of a sudden, somehow they were able to free up the money, or it somehow came forward. At one point, I had someone, you know, like sell a horse that actually get the money for the horse. She had already sold, but she hadn't gotten the money. And then all of a sudden, the money just showed up. And so those kind of situations we have witnessed before. I absolutely love it because, you know, sometimes when we talk about financing and Beamer, you know, we get to kind of to the nitty-gritty and, okay, what options do we have? But we don't really think about the process behind it. And if the people are really convinced already, like you say, you didn't look at the price until you were totally convinced, and then you had like a little bit of a shock. And remember, folks, you know, back in those days, we paid $5,990 for the Beamer. So the Beamer for the Pro set, the Beamer Premium set Evo is $5,490 these days. It's an absolute deal. I just want to remind everyone of that, right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So agreed. It's a blessing.
It is a blessing. And we get more components for a lesser price, you know, with the two body mats and the battery included, and more coils, you know. So that's really good.
Coils.
So I love that process that you went through. I had no idea even before today about all this. So and I love it also how you say, you know, it's human nature to shut down, like, oh my gosh, nowadays, you know, we're proposing they add a Beamer to their lives, and they kind of think they need it, but they're not sure yet. They shut down with the price. And, you know, if we walk away, of course, you know, they probably will keep it shut down. But if we push them too much, it's also not going to be a good deal. So we have to walk a fine line, like you say, like really allow them to learn more and see if it's something for them. And it may take 2 years, like in your case, right?
Right. So, yeah, let me speak a little bit more to the story. So one thing, first I'll say, the way I present myself to my clients is simply this. Because obviously we live in a world where a lot of people have been hurt and burned by different scams and schemes, and they've tried everything under the sun and with very little results. So walking in this world and understanding that people's mindset is tainted by life's experiences, I tell people, especially the more skeptical they are, I said, listen, I'm not here to sell you on anything. I'm here because I love you, and my role is to support your life. And so I'm the person that shows up, even if you tell me I'm a little unwell, I can't get to my usual home duties, and things are falling apart. Can you come help me? And this is what I tried to teach my children. My son is definitely more like this. I will go to your house and clean your toilet if that's what you need to get over your hump. I'll wash your dishes. I have painted people's houses for free because that is what they needed. And guess what? And if they were scamming me, because a lot of times we think everyone's out to scam me and get over. If they were scamming me, I leave that between them and God, because I know that I have fulfilled my duty to humanity. And I can't compensate for it's not my job to spend the work to figure out who's who. So when I show up to someone to provide them with Beamer services, which usually I don't even charge for, and I could get a little bit in a minute, of course, people sometimes are going to be skeptical until they see me in action and realize that I'm a man of my word, and really and truly, he came, he helped, he left, and he didn't ask us for anything in return, not even a thank you. And so when going back to the origin of how I got involved with Beamer, after the 2 hours of being shut down, when I pretty much realized what I can do to get one, I said another prayer, and I thanked God for inspiring me in being able to get this solution now and not having to wait for a year or 18 months or what have you to purchase it. And I said, because of this, I will dedicate putting a certain amount of people indefinitely for the rest of my life and as long as this device continues to work. I don't mean the efficacy work. I mean as long as it can still turn on, the electronics will work in this device. I will put a certain number of people on this Beamer for free for the rest of my life. After 5 days of taking care of me, I started working on my community, and I made the first phone call. Again, I still wasn't in the Beamer sphere. I wasn't on any calls, not going to any meetings, not reading any more literature or anything. I knew what I already knew, and I had Dwight Dunkley as supporting any questions I had. Dwight Dunkley would just answer the questions. So after 5 days of taking care of me, I called one cousin. I think I called two cousins, and they started coming to the house, and we're getting immediate results. And they started calling other people. I was still doing my full-time construction work, coming home after 6 usually, because my days would roughly be 12-hour days. And there were a couple of occasions after about 5 weeks. Yeah, in about 5 weeks, I had 24 clients, and none of them were paying me anything, a dime. I didn't require payment. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my motivation. I was just trying to help. So there were a couple of occasions I came home from work. These were either 13 or 14-hour days, and there was a line of cars just stacked in the community. You know when sometimes, depending on if anyone here lives in the HOA, and you come into your community, you could tell if there was a wedding, if there was a party, if there was a funeral, because there's all these vehicles that are not usually there, and even, you know, kind of blocking your driveway. And I'd come and think to myself, I wonder who might have died, what's the issue? And then I noticed that there's a line of people standing at my door and others are waiting in their cars just because people are saying, you have to go see Bobby. You have to go see Bobby. He has this thing and it helps. So that's how my journey of helping with Beamer, I was always helpful, but with Beamer began, and it only evolved into helping more.
That is incredible.
I'll stop there because I can go on.
Yeah. No, that is incredible. No, actually very illustrative. And I love that how you set that intention when you got the Beamer, immediately thinking of blessing others. When you were able to make it work for you, immediately deciding to pay it forward. And that was not even in the business sense. It was just sharing from the heart for free with your community. But then Bobby, apparently, because you're our team manager, and I'm sure Dwight, your mentor, has helped you with that, you also got set up, you know, the right way in your business, because some of the people that you introduced must have wanted to invest themselves. So, like, between all the people you were reaching for free, there were also people that were able to invest themselves and get the Beamer, correct? Because you're a team manager now, so you introduce a certain amount of people that also started to share. How did that go?
That is correct. And apparently, I'm told that I'm a trustworthy source in my community. And so when I think by the time I told the third person about Beamer, so that was still like my second week of owning one, that person lived in old friend. They lived in Georgia. And I sent an email with a link saying, you really need to take a look at this. And they didn't respond to me. So It was a week after I sent the email. I placed the phone call and said, hey, you probably didn't see the email. Take a look. And that's what began the process of people actually making purchases. Because when they said, I'll call you back. They took a look. About 15 or 20 minutes later, I got called back. And these were the words. Don't you ever in life again know about something this powerful and only send an email and don't back it up with a call immediately and wait a whole week for us to learn about something this good. And they bought one within 48 hours, not having tried it, not having seen one in person. They went because, again, sometimes you're just trusted by your community and people will just say, okay, people know me for not bringing to them any garbage or any junk or different, you know, multiple opportunities, quote-unquote opportunities. I'm not known for that. So usually when I send someone something, they say, okay, this must be worthy to look at. And, you know, in 10 weeks, my Beamer was paid for. And wow. In 16 weeks, I bought a second one. And I know it's not typical. Some people have done it way quicker. Some people have taken a lot longer. Some people have never done it. But in 10 weeks, my Beamer was paid for. I never made the first credit card payment. That was the blessing of just being helpful. In 16 weeks, I was forced to buy a second unit. But the commissions is what paid for that second unit because I had no more – how you doing? I had no more capacity to take care of my community physically. It was physically impossible because I'm still doing my construction work. And I was now turning people away that said, we were told to come see you. And I said, I'm sorry, please forgive me, but I don't have a way to get to you now. And so I bought the second unit, and that was my first rental unit in 2018. I think that was about March of 2018. And it remained a rental unit up until 2020 when I'm from New York. My family's Jamaican. I was born and bred in Queens, New York. And 2020, when the pandemic hit, a lot of the people that I knew, either firsthand or secondhand, 2 degrees of separation, they were getting COVID. And I want to say in 2020, approximately 70 people, it's more like 74 people connected to me, like I said, first degree of separation or second degree of separation, they had COVID and about 50, slightly under 55 died. And in 2020. But in the beginning of this process of the pandemic hitting, I decided that on my watch, I'm not going to allow people to suffer when I have something that I could do. I could do something about it. So I took it personally. This was my personal war pandemic. And I sent that Beamer out. It first went to Maryland, and then it went to Brooklyn, and it hovered in the New York area, and then it went to Tennessee, and it came back to me 13 months later. And I charged no one anything for it. And 12 families, at the very least, 12 families that had COVID, not one person had to be hospitalized. Like, you all are Beamer users, so you already know the efficacy. We don't have to go down that path.
Yeah, yeah. And let's be very clear. Let's just be very clear here, Bobby, because we're not saying that Beamer.
We're not saying that it's your COVID.
Way.
Sorry, I forgot about that part.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, let's just be very clear. So for the audience,
forgive me for that one. It's just being in the
moment of the story.
Just,
yeah, yeah, no, and I get it, and I'm going to explain it to people. So basically,
thank you.
You were seeing a lot of devastation going on and seeing that people had needed help, you know, to get their health in a better shape, to be better, you know, protected. When you have better blood flow, you're better protected. That's what Dr. Burke always says, right? In his green blood flow video, when you're perfused, you're protected. So basically,
nice.
You were circulating that Beamer, quote unquote, preventatively, but obviously Beamer doesn't cure, diagnose, treat any or prevent anything, but it helps with our blood flow. So you were having that proactively. You were circulating that Beamer, and you know, coincidentally, those families that had the Beamer, they did well. Let's just keep it that way, okay? So that everyone's very clear on this. And because these people just were better perfused, and so, you know, they were, or maybe they were the lucky ones. But so that's what you did. And, yeah, that's that sounds absolutely fantastic. That sounds fantastic. I'm just, you know, just because of our disclaimers and stuff, I just want to be very careful here, Bobby. But we all,
and compliance,
we all know,
and you're correct. Forgive me for that.
Yeah, and we all know what it means. But you're mentioning something else. Your roots are in Jamaica. And when we started talking, that was also the thing that excited me to talk to you. And I do have a caller in the queue. So we're going to touch upon this and then open up for a caller. The Beamers, the extra Beamers that you were looking for, what are you doing with those in Jamaica? Can you touch a little bit upon that? Because I just found that extraordinary as well.
So for everyone's understanding, Jamaica out of the Caribbean is not known for great health care. Health care in Jamaica is deplorable. The hospital system, et cetera. Jamaica does have some good schools, and they definitely put out very good nurses. But as far as the actual system, and you guys can understand, the system in the United States is also broken, but in Jamaica it's really, really dilapidated. So,
hey, Bobby, make sure you stay in one place for a second because we're losing out on you a little bit.
Maybe it's because wind is blowing. So let me get to some covering. How do I sound now?
Great.
How do I sound right now?
Jamaica.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So I have family members there still. And right now, as a team underneath Dwight, we have maybe 11 Beamers in Jamaica, give or take. But people that have the Beamers are just using them privately. We don't have anyone that is actively and aggressively working with the community, which has been a great desire for years and years, that we can find the right, you know, partner, team member. And obviously we know that Jamaica or any of the Caribbean, they're not Beamer countries per se, but it doesn't mean that Beamer can't be there and be impactful. The goal, we're not trying to build a team. We're trying to help the community. So one Beamer that is circulated for community work is going to be the difference between life and death. Because in certain circumstances, in a place like Jamaica, you go to the hospital for whatever reason, and you have to have cash in hand. You have to have money up front. Otherwise, you just sit there in the hallway. You know, not even fully triaged. So we already know the fact that when you're perfused, you're protected. Because of that, people that are in a desperate situation, if we get this perfusion to them, you know, the body will start to take care of itself. So we don't have to explain all that. So one of the Beamers that I acquired, and thank you, Dr. Marlise, it will be going to Jamaica for that purpose. It will be going to Jamaica to impact the communities. You know, one Beamer can only do so much. And I wish I had a much larger budget to affect much more people. But you know what? It's amazing to be able to start with one. Everything starts.
Oh, yeah. Everything starts with the first step. Yeah, this is so incredible. I absolutely love this. And clearly, you started doing this from the get-go, where you were sharing wholeheartedly as your mission and your passion. And it's so beautiful. So I really wanted to have people experience to listen to this. You know, there was one quote. I actually started working with Fabian and I. We started working with a coach yesterday. I got my first session. Fabian has gotten a session, a coach that was brought in by another Beamer family member. And so sharing is always the way that we can grow. So I'm grateful for that. But what he said was, which I wrote down, is when everyone has a life passion, or should have, if you don't know what it is, you have a problem, because then your life is going to be a drag. You know, it's going to just be getting through the day, 8 to 5, whatever. if you're lucky enough to have a day shift, maybe you have a night shift, it's even worse. You know, and you drag yourself through the day, there's no purpose. But if you have the purpose, the higher purpose, the calling, the vision, which could be anything, it could also be creating art or something, you know, it could be anything, then if you don't fulfill your passion in life, you're suffering. And you're clearly fulfilling your purpose and your passion about helping, and the Beamer came on your path as the best tool for it. So with that said, I want to really quickly go to the caller that has been in the queue and see what they want to ask, because we're already, believe it or not, Bobby, going towards the last 5 minutes. So let me see, area code 530, what they have to ask you to call today. Welcome, 530.
Good morning. Hi, good morning, Kate calling, and thank you so much, Bobby, for coming on the call. Very generous and kind of you. And I have just a couple of questions. One, when you started out, did you take your Beamer to your place of work and maybe give people at work Beamer sessions in your truck or whatever? Two, when you're sharing the Beamer, are you focusing on and having any really great success in a couple of areas, like one, sharing, well, it's not just for you, it's for your family, right, the whole household, so look at that expense. And then also from a prevention point of view. So I'll just let you riff on that for the few minutes we have. Thank you so much.
Okay, if you don't mind.
So concise. Go ahead, Bobby.
The second question, if she could restate that. The first one I understand, she was asking about my workplace. The second one I didn't fully catch all of it. Sorry.
Oh, that was the family. Do you focus on when you're introducing Beamer to people that it's not just for you, it's for your whole family? So that aspect breaks down the cost. You're not just taking a pill for one person and looking at that cost. This is the device for the whole family.
Okay. Okay, so thank you so much for the question. So starting with my workplace. Now, am I still clear? Because the wind is blowing a little bit more.
Yes, you're good. You're good. Just stay there.
Okay. All right, so starting with my workplace, construction guys are a bit of a hard-headed. but it doesn't mean that I didn't make the attempt, because I care for anyone that's standing in front of me. So I've made the attempt. They are less inclined to try to do something proactive or even active for their health. But a few have tried, and one of them actually gave me one contact was passed on through him, which down the road enabled me to become group leader. So that was a positive move that took place. When it comes to my explanation on Beamer use and, you know, how the cost breaks down, yes, I absolutely explain everything possible to help people understand what they have access to and how they can best acquire one and what it means to just have one in your life. And as I tell folks, in the meantime, while you're working out your process, it's better to have access. And even if you can get access to Beamer just twice for a 1 month period of time, I don't subscribe to the concept that that would be a waste of time. Cause some people ask me that, wouldn't I be wasting my time? And I tell them that you never know. No one will ever know how your body will truly respond with even 1 8-minute session. So it's better to have some Beamer than no Beamer ever at all. And people that really, you know, gives people pause to think about what I'm saying. And the other thing, how I was able to gain so much influence. Now, granted, do I have the riches that others, you know, the commission statements that others may have? I don't. I am so okay with that on this level. Looking at the lives that are transformed, and particularly when they had no other option financially or otherwise, you can't pay me enough money to see that happen. So I refuse to turn someone away because of finances. But yes, I explain everything as best as I can to everyone, and the cost is reduced the more people you help and share with, including your household, et cetera.
I love it, Bobby, and thank you so much for answering Kate's question. Thank you, Kate, for calling in. So believe it or not, we are actually at the end of our time, and we got to wrap it up, but this was an incredible call. I really love your journey, Bobby, and so glad you were able to share this with us. This makes me think we should do more of these interviews, because we really get to know about these incredible stories, and I was absolutely fascinated, even up to the point I want to know more. But what I do know is very clearly you prayed, you manifested, you got your Beamer, you overcame your health issues. You immediately set an intention to share. You're still doing it. It brought you also the financial blessings. You're able to share with your communities, locally and with your root community. I just want to invite everyone to look at the Beamer in this bigger picture. Always do that. Share with the heart and see what you can do with it. It's so much more than just an amazing health device. In the right hands, it's going to be so powerful and impacting so many people. And Bobby, do you have any last words to share before we close the call?
Yeah, I could definitely close with two quotes that are I always find inspirational and I lean on. So the first quote is from the 1800s, John Wesley, and it says, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. John Wesley. And the last one, much shorter.
Go ahead.
That's a favorite because basically it tells you go and run and never stop running. That's what that tells me. And this is why for those that may feel sometimes disheartened, you know, you're trying to talk to someone and help them and they ignore your phone calls or whatever, just keep doing good. It doesn't matter. Keep doing good. And the last statement for those that might be less religious, here's Muhammad Ali. He says, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Let those push you forward and compel you to never look back and keep moving and helping. Thank you.
That is awesome, Bobby. And I tried to keep up with writing them up, but I will Google these quotes, and they will be going on my whiteboard, and I will be sharing those. That is incredible. I will be looking at those quotes for the next upcoming time for sure. So thank you so much. It's so valuable. We're going to close. Let me close real quick with for you. And then we are at the end of our show. We're a little bit over time, but the recording will be all in its entirety. And please share that with your team. Thank you so much, Bobby, Kate, for calling in, all the listeners live and everyone in the recording. Thank you for being in the Beamer community and in our Beamerverse. And don't hold back sharing. Go out and share. Keep running.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.